Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
He'll long be remembered in so many different ways, but the longest-serving mayor of Boston has now been laid to rest. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the final farewell at the funeral yesterday of Thomas Menino.
On an old church on the top of a hill, where that aspiration was as clear as the sky, Tom Menino's embrace of the gospel message drew the prayers and praise of a thousand mourners. At the Church of the Most Precious Blood, where Menino had been baptized, educated, and married, Father John Connolly recalled the prophetic words of the parochial school senior.
One of the sisters had said to him, "Mr. Menino, what are you going to do with your life?" And the mayor replied, as a high school senior, "I'm going to build bridges."
Bridges to the homeless, the hungry, the sick, and the disadvantaged. This the recurring theme of the praise of a humble servant. The priest said that Menino had a worn dog-eared devotional of prayers to St. Joseph, who is the patron saint to carpenters and bridge builders and all workers, as well as a patron saint to the dying.
The people-loving urban mechanic has gone to fix potholes in heaven.
The words of remembrance from Mayor Marty Walsh and others were simple, plain-spoken, like the mayor himself. It was the spirit that soared.
From a mile away, he could spot someone who needed a boost. He sought them out with simple words of encouragement. He backed them. And when Tom Menino had your back, that's all you needed. The proof is all around us. Tom Menino had Boston's back.
His granddaughter, Samantha Menino, spoke not of the mayor, but of Papa.
Every time it snowed out, I called Papa to make sure he knew school needed to be canceled.
Yet the private Papa, who was always there for his grandchildren, was the reflection of the public mayor, praised for always thinking of the needs of others.
He reminded me that children in Boston relied on school lunch, and if they didn't go to school, they wouldn't have a warm place to stay.
His life was about building community, said Cardinal Sean O'Malley in his final remarks, and in yet another reference to the man who wanted to build bridges. Even in his death, Menino brought the community together, the Cardinal added. As the Mass itself ended, in a funeral in which everything had been scripted by the mayor himself, there would be one final and peculiar note. Outside, on the steps of the church, and before the casket was carried to the hearse, the mourners paused for a secular hymn.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
And here, before the vice president, senators, governors, and a whole political class assembled before him, along with the faithful, Tom Menino made his last political statement.
I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.